Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, 9:12 a.m. 61 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Certainly Indigenous Person Summer, formerly known as Indian Summer, and last Wednesday in the month of October. Next Wednesday will be November the 1st. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Talking about a lot of stuff in hour number one. Allergies. Are your allergies up? I feel like my voice is being crowded by allergies. Maybe it's something else, but I don't know. Are the allergies up in your neck of the woods? The interview with the mayor yesterday. Does anybody have any comments on that? Things he said in regard to the auditor, which was the majority of the interview yesterday, also talked about leaning right now in the direction of running for state treasurer again when his term is up. Also talked about the mayoral race between Glenn Coble and Bill Collins. I thought that was fascinating, the insight he gave into that. I don't even want to speculate on that or even comment. But if you heard it yesterday, what did you think about the comments in regard to, I guess more specifically, Glenn Coble? We can talk about the race as a whole, but I thought there were some interesting comments made there during the interview with the mayor yesterday. What else do we have to talk about here? Well, those are the main topics this morning. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Also, Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, 4 to 6 p.m. Come join them for some free activities and treats. They will have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. Dinner with the Presidents coming up on November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All occasions catering and banquet facility in Waldo, Ohio. If you're interested in tickets, I think the last day to buy them was October the 18th, but give the Historical Society a call and let us know if there's anything people can do at this point. 740-387-4255. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is anybody else noticing all of the Christmas stuff that is appearing in the stores already? You know, late October, you've almost got to expect it. I mean, we only have 23 days in November until the Christmas season begins. So we're less than a month away. I guess you have to expect that this stuff is going to appear. I don't know. You know, I was in Walmart over the weekend, and I saw that they have the Grinch sweatshirts. Now, boy, I would like a Grinch sweatshirt. Now, that is something I could get behind. But, you know, I don't know why. I am just somebody who has trouble buying stuff for myself. Now, I don't know why that is. It's always been that way. I have, when it comes to cars, when it comes to things for the house, when it comes to things like clothes, I have a problem buying things for myself, and I don't know what that is. Does anybody else have this problem? Apparently, those are my two hang-ups in life. I don't answer the phone when people call, and I don't buy things for myself. Now, I'll buy something for somebody else, But buying things for myself, I don't know. It's hard to do. 740-751-4038. Now, I'll take a gift. But I guess the question is, a nice easy question here. Is the Christmas stuff out too early for your taste? Seeing too many Christmas items. I haven't heard any Christmas music. No real big Christmas decorations. Just kind of Christmas items starting to appear in the store. And certain products starting to have their holiday theme. I've seen the eggnog, certainly. Oh, and of course the fruitcake. How could we forget the fruitcake? But do you think it's too early to have the Christmas stuff out in the stores? If you do, or if you don't, let me know here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Now, where are we? Okay. Well, we could do a Family Feud category here. We haven't done that in a... I don't think we did it yesterday. A lot of stuff going on locally yesterday in regard to the auditor. Okay. Well, this is an interesting one. Let's do this category. We've got six answers on the board here. Six answers on the board. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Well, what a category that is. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Six big answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Well, apparently, there are at least six here that people would use to pick food out of their teeth. You know, as I look at this list, I think, well, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Nice, disgusting question to begin the mid-morning, right?
I guess. And maybe you've got something to pick out of your teeth this morning.
Yeah. Honestly, I use a straw, but that's probably not there. I fold the straw up, and it's wonderful for crap dental floss. But I think I'll just say pen. I mean, that's kind of weird, and your teeth become blue or black from the ink. But I would say probably a pen.
Pencil is number three on the list. Yep.
I use a straw though, or a coffee stirrer. I don't think that's there, but that's what I use. So.
Well, I don't know if we would consider those office supplies.
Yeah, that's what I personally use. I mean, well, I need a coffee stirrer to stir my coffee that I drink in my office. So to me, it's an office supply.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
That's all I had for you. What about Scott Scherzer? House Speaker, that job is up for grabs. I don't think they'll have one by the time he finishes his mayoral term.
Well, I would hope they'd have one by then. There's a big deadline coming up on November 17th.
I didn't listen, as I mentioned. Did you and Matt discuss him as a contestant for that office on last weekend?
You know, I don't think we brought it up, but I do think a caller brought it up, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
All three Scott S's and Marion and the Shaver, and he's in the radio business, right? And of course, yourself and the mayor, all are possible candidates, I think.
Well, it's interesting to think about.
Good ring to it. Speaker Scott Scherzer, if you can say that, you're obviously sober.
Well, I think he's looking toward state treasurer at this point.
Well, he didn't make it the first time, but, you know, people have tried. Joe Biden, how many times did he run for president and he finally won? So certainly possible. Obviously, Marion has a tradition of treasurers. I think he's very qualified in being a teacher. He's fairly well spoken. He certainly knows the area, knows the diverse economy. I voted for him last time, so it is a possibility. How about auditor? If he doesn't like the auditor, why doesn't he become the auditor? That's another possibility.
Well, you know, there is some question that if she did resign, or if she did or was removed from office after January 1st, I'm not sure who would get to pick the auditor, because she's an independent, so I don't know if it would be city council. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, he knows the area, and again, having an educational background, he's good at explaining things. So possibly he could be the auditor. There's many, many possibilities, but I like the sound of that. Speaker Scott Scherzer.
You know, I don't know if he'd want to be auditor. I don't know. That'd be an interesting question.
I mean, he's a very moderate Democrat. I mean, he seems more like an independent, so that would work well with the House. Okay, well, we'll find out.
We'll find out.
I think that it's a curiosity, Scott. It's like a year from now, what will Scott Scherzer be doing?
Well, I think he'll be running for something.
Okay, well, we shall find out. That just adds to the fun, having a bit of mystery on our plate.
We certainly will.
Scott, well, let me go ahead and pick that piece of fruitcake that's stuck between my teeth and get one of my...
Jam that pen in there.
And we'll get that cleaned up. See you
later. All right, thanks. All right, name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Pen pencil was number 3 on the list. Well, we still have 5 other answers here. We have the number 1 answer, number 2 answer, number 4 answer, number 5, and number 6. Now remember, the key to this question is office supply. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. An office supply you would use to pick food out of your teeth. Pen, pencil, is number 3 on the list. But we still have 5 other answers to go. 5 other big answers. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. So I'm guessing... what? You go out for lunch, and you have something in your teeth, so you go back to the office, and you've got to start picking, apparently is what happens here. Now, pen, pencil, I guess was considered the same answer. It came in at number 3. 9 people said pen, pencil. But there are still 5 other things, 5 other things in your office that people would use to pick food out of your teeth. Does anybody know what those 5 other items would be? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
Since no one else is calling, I'll first give my answer. Donald Trump would probably use a Sharpie, right? Because he uses a Sharpie for a lot of different things.
But there are still...
No Sharpie.
Maybe next time your Donald Trump impersonator is on, ask him what he uses, because he seems to enjoy those devices. As long as he doesn't use it to sign an autograph right after the game, that would be kind of yuck. My other answer, Scott, was a paperclip. Bend the paperclip.
Paperclip, I think, is the most requested. Number 1 on the air. Paperclip.
You can get that metallic taste in your mouth. I still say use a straw, but okay, well, I didn't think paperclip be number 1, but the hay, right?
Paperclip's number 1. All right, there we go. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip number 1, pen pencil number 3. But we do still have 4 other answers here. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Go ahead, caller.
Paper always works well.
What's that?
Paper.
Paper. Yeah, paper. Paper and envelope are number 2 on the list.
Just make sure it's not the report you're handing in next.
That's right. You don't want to get that all over, the corner of your piece of paper.
Have a great day.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip was number one. 53 people said paperclip. Paper was number two. 12 people said paper. Pen was number three. Pen pencil. 9 people said pen pencil. And we still have 3 other answers to go here. Does anybody know what the other 3 answers might be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a nice retro answer, Scott. What about one of those 5 1/4 inch floppy disks? They don't have the ink on them or the metal. They work great for that.
No floppy disk on the list.
I guess that's too retro for these people, right?
I guess.
Okay, see you later.
No floppy disk on the list here. Now, did anybody think floppy disk would be there? We'll have to delve into the recesses of our mind. Well, somebody was calling in there. If that's you, call us back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 27 minutes past the hour here. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about a business card?
No business card on the list.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Thanks.
No business card on the list here today. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip was number one. 53 people said paperclip. Paper was number two, 12. Pen pencil was number three. Go ahead, caller.
So would a business card be the same as paper?
Well, apparently not, because paper and envelope were the same thing, but doesn't say business card.
Okay, well, that's a good answer, too, but how about one of those laminated business cards? Because it's got the plastic, so it'll glide nicely. But I guess that wouldn't be there, right?
Nope, no business cards.
Here's an answer. This is crazy enough, Scott, it could be there. Because I've given normal answers like business cards that, to me, sound logical. And I've given weird answers that are up there. So how about a RAM card, you know, the memory you put inside a computer? Because it's kind of thin, and you could kind of put it in your mouth and get food out. That's probably not there, but it's crazy enough it could be, so we'll give it a shot.
No RAM card on the list.
Okay. Is there anything on there that's computer-related? I mean, figuring I would give a computer-type answer, and I've struck out twice. Anything that's kind of a computer
part? No, not really, no.
Okay, well, I tried.
All right.
Let me go find an old floppy disk. I'll use that next time I get some fruitcake stuck between my teeth.
You would need that to get fruitcake out.
Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip, number one. 53 people said paperclip. Paper envelope was number two. 12 people said paper envelope. Pen pencil was number three. 9 people said pen pencil. Still 3 answers left to go. What are the final 3 here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. An office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I got it, Scott. This is a good answer. That's got to be there. It's kind of twofold. Either a rubber band, or also called elastic band, or one of those twist ties. The rubber band you can use as floss. I think I've actually done that in the past. And the twist ties are good. You can kind of get those right in your teeth. That's got to be there.
No rubber band, no twist tie.
Well, that's a really good answer, Scott. It really should be there, don't you think so?
Well, I don't know. I don't put these lists together. They're voted on by people.
Okay. And
it's the democratic way.
Oh, I got one. This won't be there. Credit card?
Nope.
That's not really an office supply. Okay, I give up. I'm not sure what else I can think of. I'll defer to Lee and the other intelligent callers.
All right.
All right. Name an office supply. Whew. We're getting some answers here this morning, that's for sure. All right. The category is, name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. An office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Now, remember, the key to this question, I think, is that it's an office supply. Now, number one is paperclip. Number two is paper envelope. Number three is pen pencil. 53 people said paperclip. 12 people said paper envelope. 9 people said pen pencil, but there are still 3 left on the list. And remember, it has to be an office supply. So that's kind of where this question lives and dies. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. 3 big answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are those other 3 answers? Does anybody know? 31 minutes past the hour, 29 minutes left to go in the program, and we've hit a stalling point here, I think. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a push pin?
Pin tech, number 6 on the list.
Okay.
Pin or tech was number 6 on the list. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paper clip, paper envelope, pen pencil, tech pin. That's where we are now. Number 1 was paper clip. 53 people said paper clip. Number 2 was paper envelope. 12 people said paper envelope. Number 3 was pen pencil. 9 people said pen pencil. And the number 6 answer was tech pin. 6 people said tech pin. So there are still 2 answers left, 2 office supplies. Now that, again, is really the trick to this. All right, let's take the phone call here.
Go ahead, caller.
Staple.
Staples number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Staple is number 4 on the list here today. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. We've got paper clip, paper, pen pencil, staple, and a tack or a pin. Still 1 answer left to go, and the answer is number 5 on the list. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. Paperclip really took number 1, far and away, 53 people. Paper envelope, number 2 with 12, trailing by quite a bit. Pen pencil, number 3, 9 people. Staple, number 4, also 9 people. And tack pin was the last answer. 6 people said that. But there is 1 answer left that we do not have yet. Who's going to slide in and get this 1 answer that we do have left? Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. An office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's see if anybody gets it.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
A letter opener.
Letter opener, absolutely. You know, not many people have letter openers anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Made the list. Hey, did you get a chance to hear the mayor interview yesterday?
No, I haven't got to hear anything yet. And
well,
I looked at YouTube, and they haven't posted it on there yet.
You know, I think it's probably on the WWGH page.
Now, do I go on Internet or YouTube? How?
You just go to the WGH webpage, and under my section, the interviews are all under there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll try to find that.
Yeah,
then.
Take it. It was an interesting morning yesterday morning.
Oh, God. I had an interesting day. I had an appointment in Columbus, and so I was there all day, and And wouldn't you know that I left right at 5 o'clock, so I was stuck in all that traffic.
Well, you know, we got a word with Miranda McGinnis after the meeting. We got a word with Glenn Coble after the meeting. We got a word with Ayers Ratliff after the meeting. And then the mayor was on live yesterday. So it was an interesting morning.
Yeah, that's got to be a good one, man. That's got to be a good one.
Yeah, it was good.
I hope I can find it.
Yeah, check it out and tell us what you think.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, yes, letter opener runs that out. Name an office supply you'd use to pick food out of your teeth. We've got paper clip, paper envelope, pen, pencil, staple, letter opener, and tack pin. Well, that runs it right down there. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's do one more here. We've got 24 minutes. Maybe we can rip through this one in 24 minutes. We've got 6 answers here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. We've got 6 answers here. You know, some of these are difficult, some not so difficult. We might be able to get these in 23 minutes, 37 minutes past the hour here. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something that might be referred to as a dead end. Okay, let's take the call here and see where we are. Go ahead, caller.
A job, I would imagine.
A job, yes, number 2. Now, I do have a suggestion that came from Messenger this morning. Somebody out there listening said, for TikTok, you should demonstrate some of your answers to office supplies used to pick the food out of your teeth. I think that might go viral.
Kind of disgusting. I think I should instead put a wig on, lose about a foot and a half of height, and pretend to be Dr. Ruth.
No, but, you know, you trying to put, like, a floppy disk in your teeth might be entertaining to watch.
Quite possibly.
Or a RAM drive.
How about I just eat the fruitcake first and just get it all over my teeth, and that would really be kind of disgusting.
Well, I don't know. You know, all I know is suggestions are suggestions, and you might get a viral video out of it.
I might catch a virus by putting all these things inside my mouth.
Well, you never know. Depends on how sanitary your office is.
Oh, it's quite sanitary.
Well, then I don't think you'll catch anything.
Dead-end job. Okay, well, that's good.
Dead-end job's number 2.
The most obvious. Well, road is that the most obvious answer?
Yes, road is number 1.
Don't you kind of live on a dead-end road?
No, it circles around.
Your street, and it doesn't really, I guess so, because, you know, the parking on your street is quite adventurous.
Well, that's why I don't have people over.
Yeah, I'll take my motor scooter like Les Nessman next time. Remember his motor scooter?
I do.
Les Nessman, winner of the Silver Sow Award.
Oh, sure.
One of my idols, of course.
I can see that Les Nessman would be one of your idols.
I'm honestly part Les Nessman, part Dr. Johnny Fever, and part Venus Flytrap.
I'd say more or less Nessman. I'd say the gene pool there probably is mostly Les Nessman.
I mean, the way he obsesses with, like, certain parts of the news, because I'm kind of like that. And now with our creative high school football scoreboard, which will be done every week, by the way, and I think when for basketball and baseball, I'll do the same thing. Try to make it more creative every week.
Well, that's good. Creativity is a very positive thing.
Yeah, the best one, I think, is the lima one, the bean. So, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know what they say. You never ate a lima bean.
That is correct. And be impressed that I pronounced Nevada correctly. I had to look that one up to be sure, because I thought it was Nevada. It's not Nevada.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You know, some people pronounce it one way, some other people pronounce it another. I don't know.
LaRue, we asked the mayor, so Marvin would have known, and so he said LaRue, and that's how I say it.
Marvin. Was his name Marvin?
But before, was it Marvin Lightfoot?
No, I don't think it was Marvin Lightfoot, no.
Something like that. The former mayor. We figured
Milton.
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 Milton. Well, close. I was close. Six letters, begins with M, ends in, and well, I guess ends in N. So,
see, you should have just called him Mayor Lightfoot, and you'd have been safe.
Yeah, well, then I'd be thinking of Lori Lightfoot, and you know what I think about her, so rather just call him Mayor Marvin.
I don't think they're related.
No, thank goodness they're not.
Well,
okay, well, that
work on those TikTok videos.
Scott, I will, we'll see what we can do about the entertainment aspect.
Yep, work on TikTok.
What?
All right, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road is number one, 47 people said road. Job is number two, 28 people said job. Then we have four other big answers here. Number 3, 4, 5, and 6. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. My goodness. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller.
A graveyard?
No graveyard on the list, but what are you thinking? Adam TikTok videos putting a floppy disk in his teeth?
Well, I think he's got a real bite on it.
Yeah, I think it'd be very good. Now, Friday, we're all excited. So now it's pumpkin pizza, a kitty pizza.
A kitty pizza.
Now, what does kitty pizza mean exactly?
Gonna be a big sugar cookie.
Oh, a big sugar. Well, that's very good. And then,
you know, some people don't like pizza apparently. And,
you know, I've heard that.
Trying to cater to their delicate systems.
But they do like pumpkin pie apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe
pumpkin pie, pumpkin pizza. You know, it's not your normal pumpkin filling. Well, you saw it last year.
Yeah, it went over very big at Thanksgiving. Now, what is the surprise again?
Something to do with big feet.
Big feet.
Big feet.
I have no idea what in the world. Big feet. Have we even talked about big feet on this show?
I don't think so.
Oh, so this is kind of an obscure surprise.
Yes.
Well, I like that. Big feet.
It'll make sense when you see it.
Well, I'm ready. Friday at 10 o'clock.
Friday, yep.
All right.
Be there or be square.
Thanks.
All right. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road was number one. Job was number two. Still four answers left to go. No graveyards on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 43 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Who's got the remaining four answers? You know, there's got to be a lot of dead ends in the world. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. That's where we are. 47 people said a street or a road. 28 people said a job. Four answers left to go. Who's got the remaining four answers? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one with some Marian implications. It's not really the same as job, but it could be a political career.
Well, I don't. Are you speaking to somebody in particular?
Well, I could think of several people, nationally and locally, but someone's political career could be a dead end.
No political careers on the list.
But that certainly has some local implications. Okay, well, I certainly tried, Scott.
All right. No political careers on the list here today. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
A relationship?
You know, boy, there's a lot of those out there, a lot of dead ends. Number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
A relationship. Of course, number three on the list. Dead-end relationships. We've heard a lot about those. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road was number one. 47 people said a road. Job was number two. 28 people said a job. Relationship was number three. 14 people said a relationship, but there are still 3 answers to go. Who's got the remaining 3 answers with 14 minutes left to go in the broadcast today, the last Wednesday in the month of October? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 3 left to go. You know, this is a bit of a hard category. You know, if I was on the other end, not looking at the answers, I would think, well, what do you refer to as a dead end? Some of these, well, the final 3, I guess they're dead ends. In a way. Apparently, when people were surveyed, they were thought to be dead ends. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. We've got the easy ones, I think. Road was number 1. 47 people said road. Job was 2. 28 people said job. Relationship was 3. 14 people said relationship, but there are still 3 answers left to go. What are the remaining 3 answers? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. All right, we're talking dead ends here.
Go ahead, caller.
I was supposed to say romance, but that's like relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that probably falls in relationship.
Okay, let's say your conversation.
Not
dead
a
dead end conversation.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of those on this show. Not a dead end conversation, but there is something very similar to that.
Similar, okay.
Yep, similar. Keep thinking.
All right, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road was number 1, 47 people said road. Job was 2, 28 people said job. Relationship was number 3, 14 people said relationship. 3 left to go. Things referred to as a dead end.
Go ahead, caller.
What about dry hair? Ends of your dry hair.
You know, hair is on the list. Yeah, number 6 on the list.
Hair comes in at number 6 on the list. Probably the most obscure answer, I thought, was a dead end hair, but it's down there. Number 6 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a plan, like a dead end plan.
Not a plan, but a good guess.
Not a plan, but certainly not a bad guess. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Dead end road, dead end job, dead end relationship, dead end hair. 2 left to go. 49 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to come in and get our last 2 answers? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Kind of difficult. You got it? Well, you know, I don't. Well, we'll take the call here. We'll come back to this. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a dead-end meeting.
Not a meeting, but a good
guess. Not a dead-end meeting. But there are a lot of those that go on, to be sure. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Road was number 1, 47 people said road. Job number 2, 28 people said job. Relationship was number 3, 14 people said relationship. Hair was number 6, 2 people said hair. But there are 2 answers that we do not have. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Was a discussion or debate, argument?
Argument. Dead-end argument. Number 4 on the list.
Okay.
All right. Dead-end argument is number 4 on the list. Now we're down to 1. 1 answer left to go. What could it be? Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. Dead End Road was one. 47 people said Dead End Road. Job was two. 28 people said Job. Relationship was three. Argument was four. And Hair was six. What is our final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. It's number five on the list, right above Hair. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. 63 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. 51 minutes past the hour, October 25th, 2023. Last Wednesday in the month of October. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. What is that missing answer? Kind of a difficult one here. 52 minutes past the hour. Name something that might be referred to as a dead end. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Road is number one. Job is number two. Relationship is number three. Argument is number four, and Hair is number six. What is the number five answer? Does anybody know the fifth answer on our list today? Something referred to as a dead end.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try discipline. I can't say it. Discipline.
No discipline. No, no. Hey, did you happen to hear the interview with the mayor yesterday?
No, I forget what I was doing.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. It was fascinating. We talked about the auditor, talked about the mayoral race.
What did they think of the auditor? I'll just ask you that, because I heard a little bit, but like today I had to do things outside, so I've been out there till just now. So.
What did the mayor think?
Yeah, what did they decide about her? They're going to keep her? Did they want to get rid of her?
Well, at this point, after attending city council Monday, the mayor and two city council people called on her to resign. She said she's not going to resign. So now, the talk is that they are going to get four elected officials' signatures, which at this point would be Ayers Ratliff, Aaron Rollins, Mayor Schertzer, and I believe Jason Schauber, to send to probate court to try to get her removed. But when I talked to the mayor yesterday, I said, do you think her days are numbered? And he said he did not think so. So I don't know. I guess it's a high bar to have somebody removed from office.
I would say that I think they paid two different firms. I don't know if it was under $100,000 to help her. And I don't know why. Did Lynn Thomas used to be that job years ago?
You know, I know he was elected in the county. I don't know if he ever held an office in the city.
Well, they probably updated so much stuff, but to me, they need to get somebody. The state probably wouldn't furnish somebody, but it sounds like it's... you know, they didn't do, what do you call it, on the computer. They had programs. They didn't use a bunch of different stuff. And but I heard, now I'll tell you this, I've heard a lot of stuff on my TV thing. The other day I heard that Social Security, guess that's not too bad. They're trying to get people to pay back $23 billion, I think, that they give them in the last couple of years. And I don't know, I'll have to find that site again and get on that. So this isn't too bad.
Well, it's my understanding after attending the meeting Monday night was it's not that any money is missing. It's just that the accounting was not done, and now fines are starting to accrue from the IRS.
Really add up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they, I don't know even if she'd want somebody to help her, but, you know, you just can't keep dragging it out, and they need somebody like in there right now that
whether the state would furnish somebody or somebody to, you know, to get it straightened out, because it seems like it might not just be from, you know, a couple years or so ago. It might be other stuff, too. I don't know.
Well, my impression from interviewing her, I don't think she would turn down help. I don't think that's, I'm not for sure. Maybe she would, but I did not get that impression that she would turn down help. It just seemed, there was a gentleman who spoke at City Council Monday who was from a group that deals, well, hold on, let me get his title here. I'll tell you exactly who he was. It was Greg Blate. He's a CPA, director of Veritas Solutions Group, LLC. Now, he gave a presentation Monday night at City Council, and he said that there's a lot of problem with the computer program, and balances are not matching, not because any money's missing, just because certain things were not done for a long period of time. So he's still not finished with the work that he apparently needs to do. It's a complicated matter at this point, but they don't think any money's missing.
I don't think in a way she can be blamed, because I think it might not just be like the last couple years or so. It might be going back farther, and you know they haven't discovered it. That's what's causing the problem. But
I think most people have agreed that it started with Robert Landon in 2020. So I mean, there is a period of that, but I think people are starting to say, she's not giving information in a timely manner. She's not presenting things as she should. That is the knock that I think I keep hearing on her. And that she doesn't know how to do the job. That's what people are saying.
Well, does she report to the mayor, or who does she report to?
She
has somebody.
I would think that... Well, the mayor keeps saying he's not her boss, so I don't think she reports to the mayor. I think she's responsible to City Council. So, you know, here we are.
Yeah, because I thought when those two firms was helping her sort it out, I thought it was kind of taken care of. But I don't know. I don't know that much about stuff and things, and they don't know really what all the problem is. So they need somebody that, I don't know, that's really good from the state, or somebody that would, you know, or somewhere that knows about it, because it seems like it's programs or something, and it's going to take a while if they don't, you know, get somebody in there. To me,
I think the best hope at this point is that things get better.
Well, they need to. Did they get fined about $200,000? What was that?
Yeah, about two. That was from the IRS. Now that was during Landon's term, but there is a question. Did she present the fines to City Council? Did she hold on to them once she got them? There's a big question of that going on right now.
Yep, but I think those keep accumulating. So they need to get somebody, I don't know, from Marion or somewhere, some person that can get in there for a month or two or whatever it takes, because it'll be $400,000, and then it'll just keep going. They need to pay the money out now and get it straightened out, and then... and stuff. You just can't keep, what do you call it, dragging it along, is what I'm trying to say.
We're about out of time, but I thank you for your opinion.
Goodbye.
All right, we're down to the final 30 seconds here. Well, name something that might be referred to as a dead end. We had a road, a job, a relationship, an argument, and hair. One answer left. I don't think we're going to get it here in the next 15 seconds. So maybe we'll pick this back up tomorrow. Make sure you tune in, and we'll talk some more about this. Can't take that last call. We only have 5 seconds. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't, I think in the end it doesn't.